By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, welcome back to another morning. Alhamdulillah with Madani Channel, another morning of rise and shine. First, let's begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ
اور اگر تجھے اللہ کوئی برائی پہنچائے تو اس کے سوا اس کا کوئی دور کرنے والا نہیں اور اگر تجھے بھلائی پہنچائے تو وہ سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے
وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ
اور وہی غالب ہے اپنے بندوں پر
وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ
اور وہی ہے حکمت والا خبردار
قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَةً قُلِ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ
تم فرماؤ سب سے بڑی گواہی کس کی تم فرماؤ کہ اللہ گواہ ہے مجھ میں اور تم میں
وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَن بَلَغَ
اور میری طرف اس قرآن کی وحی ہوئی ہے کہ میں اس سے تمہیں ڈراؤں اور جن جن کو پہنچے
اَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ مَعَ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً أُخْرَى
تو کیا تم یہ گواہی دیتے ہو کہ اللہ کے ساتھ اور خدا ہیں
قُلْ لَا أَشْهَدُ قُلْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَإِنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ
تم فرماؤ کہ میں یہ گواہی نہیں دیتا تم فرماؤ کہ وہ تو ایک ہی معبود ہے اور میں بیزار ہوں ان سے جن کو تم شریک ٹھہراتے ہو
الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ
جن کو ہم نے کتاب دی اس نبی کو پہچانتے ہیں جیسا اپنے بیٹوں کو پہچانتے ہیں
الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
جنہوں نے اپنی جان نقصان میں ڈالی وہ ایمان نہیں لاتے
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ
اور اس سے بڑھ کر ظالم کون جو اللہ پر جھوٹ باندھے یا اس کی آیتیں جھٹلائے
إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ
بے شک ظالم فلاح نہ پائیں گے
وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَيْنَ شُرَكَاؤُكُمُ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ
اور جس دن ہم سب کو اٹھائیں گے پھر مشرکوں سے فرمائیں گے کہاں ہیں تمہارے وہ شریک جن کا تم دعویٰ کرتے تھے؟
ثم لم تكن فتنتهم الا ان قالوا والله ربنا ما كنا مشركين.
پھر ان کی کچھ بناوٹ نہ رہی مگر یہ کہ بولے ہمیں اپنے رب اللہ کی قسم کہ ہم مشرک نہ تھے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. نیو ویوز آف اندر چینل, الحمدللہ عز و جل, یو آر واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن ماشاءاللہ عز و جل. لیٹس موو آن ٹو دی نعت شریف of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
وہ کون ہے جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں نہیں سنتا؟ وہ کون ہے جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے؟ وہ کون ہے جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی؟ وہ کون ہے جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائے؟ یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں, جود و کرم والے, سخاوت والے, رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. واہ کیا جو کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. دارے چلتے ہیں عطا کہ وہ ہے قدرہ تیرا, تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کہ وہ ہے قدرہ تیرا, تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا, تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. فیض گیا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا, فیض گیا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا. آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا, آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا, میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا, یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا, واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا, فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے, فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے, خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا, خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا, واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا, آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ مہمان, آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ مہمان, صاحب خان لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا, صاحب خان لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا, واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا, ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی, ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی, مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا, واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا, تیرے صدقے مجھ مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری، تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری، جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا، جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، جو میرا غاس ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا، جو میرا غاس ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. We do have our respected guest here. This is mashallah our Habib Madani Sahib, a graduate of Jamiat al-Madinah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And welcome to our program, mashallah. I hope you are well, by the way.
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. Today's topic, don't harm others. This is the topic, don't harm others. So These different types, it's not just one, is the physical. We look at a person, we look at Habibai. You know, this is the physical side, my dear viewers. So you think, oh, this person, he goes to the gym, he's really muscly. You know, that person may be strong and a little dog's coming by and that person's running. What is strength? This is really important too. And by the way, our topic is don't harm others. We need to come to that. So strength, my dear viewers, is not just being physically big. Is having a strong heart.
Definitely.
But even if a person is disabled, he's still not afraid to speak the truth. You know, a person who's not afraid of death. You know, there's a big difference between one person being physically strong and being strong from the heart. But Habibai, that's not really our... Yes, it relates to our topic.
Linking to that, a hadith that comes into mind is regarding anger. So the Prophet ﷺ, hadith in Bukhari as well, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the strong one, I'm paraphrasing, the strong one is not the one that can defeat his opponent physically, but the one who can suppress his anger. So it's when we are angry, that is when we start to cause harm to one another.
Right.
There are obviously cases when people aren't angry and they still cause harm. And that's, you know, just, you can say, pure evil. In most cases, it's because of anger that people end up hurting someone or retaliating against someone in a violent or...
I wouldn't say most of the time, but yes.
A lot of the time,
you know, yeah. A lot of the time, yes. Yeah.
So definitely we should learn to suppress our anger. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, who was a very famous scholar of the past. He was a Shafi'i scholar from Iran, from the Khorasan area, and also he was a very big imam in tasawwuf, in the yes. knowledge of spirituality and gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that, he's mentioned regarding how to suppress one's anger. So one of the ways he's mentioned, there's many, but one of the ways he said is that to perform ablution.
Perform ablution,
indeed. Also, if you are standing, then to sit down. If you are sitting, then to lay down. Mm. And if you are to lay down, you know, by spreading yourself on the ground. So one of the reasons why he mentioned this, the scholars have mentioned, is to bring yourself lower, and also the high blood pressure that builds up because of anger. With doing wudu, that will also decrease as well. And by sitting down, you know, resting a little bit, changing the position, moving out from the room, changing the environment, that will also kind of give your mind a little bit of coolness as well.
If you think about it, Habibai, if a person was to be laying down and then he was to get angry, he will sit up.
Yeah.
And if a person was just to be sitting, or even, you know, if he was laying down, then he sat up, then he'll possibly stand up,
yeah,
wouldn't he?
Mm.
And, you know, and this is what make a person, you know, confront another person, and then we'll have the problems. So, mashallah, that this way of thinking is beautiful, that if you're standing, then what's the next step? The next step is possibly to strike somebody or to harm somebody. Mm. So what are we told to do? If you're standing, then sit down. Mm. So it's the opposite way. So think to yourself, I'm angry, sit down. If you're sitting, lie down. Why is taking you further and further? It's like stepping backwards, isn't
yeah.
it? Alhamdulillah,
yeah.
beautiful advice.
And also a few things which I would give us as a tip for the viewers on the new channel is, if you are getting angry, then move away from that situation. Go out of the room, you know, get out of that place, go for a walk, freshen your mind up. And don't ever try to speak, or sometimes it's over the phone call as well, over the phone or over the text message. Don't write a text message at that time.
Whilst you are angry,
don't call anyone at that time. Just try to suppress your anger, calm yourself down. And then after that, once you've cooled down, then you can, you know, talk and text message, etc. Because when you're hot-headed, that is when you're going to end up saying those things which you don't want to really say.
Yes.
And that's when you're going to end up using your tongue in the wrong way. Which leads me on to a famous hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that the Muslim, the mu'min, is that one who saves his Muslim brother from his harms of his tongue and the harms of his hands. So we should always try to save the person who is in front of us from any evil, anything that will hurt him, whether it's through our tongue, whether it's through our hands. Even so much so, the scholars have mentioned that to look at a Muslim in a wrong way, to frown at a Muslim, even that is hurtful to a Muslim and can be written down as a sin as well. So we should always try to have such a personality that whenever someone sees us, they are joyful, okay, they become happy, and they don't get hurt because of us. You know, some people end up, they're always just joking around with a person, you know, always mocking him or whatever. So that person ends up, you know, losing respect for that person. So you should always try to help one another to strive to become closer to Allah and not make differences and a hatred between one another.
This is really important, because the things which are mostly harming others, of one is either physical, or second is what? It's by
tongue.
Speech, by your tongue, by what you are saying. And he's speaking about anger. Habiba, do you know what the, this is what scientists have said, this is what I've read, as to how true this is. Allahu alam, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam, that the neurological response to anger, the reality of anger is only 2 seconds. 2 seconds, that's it. And the rest is how they're reacting.
Mm.
So some people try to make it even worse, to act as if this is how they're reacting to the anger. The anger itself is 2 seconds.
Really,
this is all it is.
It's really fascinating that.
Yes, that was shocking when I read it, I remember.
Mm. Many people, they have this wrong conception that being angry is sinful. So that is incorrect. It's not the anger which is sinful, because that's just a feeling, a state that you become, and you know, anyone can become angry. It's the reaction, what you do in response to that anger. Do you hurt someone? Do you vandalize something or break someone's heart or something like that? That is the thing which can cause someone to be sinful.
Mm. But if I was to act upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a famous hadith, لا تغضب ولك الجنة, that do not be angry, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promises you paradise. But Habiba, not all violence relates to anger.
I agree with you.
Many times it's not like that.
The points I've been mentioning, it's not just for the public as well. It's also for myself, you know, anyone that can act upon it. So just I want to mention a blessed ayah of the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman. And those who hurt Muslim men and women without them doing anything wrong have burdened themselves with false accusation and open sin. So burdening yourself with doing wrong towards others, injustice doesn't always have to be when person is angry. Injustice is something which, unfortunately, is quite prevalent in today's day and age. You know, people are unjust towards their subordinates. That includes people from their family members. That can include people if they are...
Biba, it's good you mentioned this. Sorry to be interjecting.
Of course, yeah.
Nowadays, since it's last year especially, since people have been spending more time with their families, domestic violence has increased so much. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which we must keep in mind, my dear viewers, that man adha musliman faqad adhani, that he who harms a Muslim has harmed me. Wa man adhani adhallah, this person who has harmed me has been disloyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Habiba, domestic violence, why does it happen?
I think one of the primary causes is not agreeing and not having tolerance with the opposite, the spouse. So I would think that...
So yes, spouse is one. It could also be children.
Children as well, yeah. So I think it's normally caused when you disagree with something or when you are intolerant. Another cause can be especially that can be with the wife. With the children, it can be things like things are not working out with the wife, things are not working out at work, so then you release your anger on your children. And because children are, you know, they end up being shararti, naughty, and you know, this is the nature of children, that they want to play around, they want to be a bit naughty. So because that kind of thing will cause you to become a little bit agitated, a bit annoyed, so that is why people then just take the anger out on their children.
Just a words of advice, something which comes to mind, is that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that aqamat ma'i Umm Salih, the mother of Hazrat Salih radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the children of Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that aqamat ma'i Umm Salih 30 sana, that Umm Salih, this was his spouse, his beloved wife, Hazrat Umm Salih, she remained with him for 30 years. Habiba, 30 years, Umm Salih radiallahu ta'ala anha, before she passed away, she was with Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he says, and Habiba, this is so beautiful, he says, فَمَخْتَلَفْتُ أَنَا وَهِيَّ فِي كَلِمَةٍ. He says, me and her, that myself and my spouse, we never differed in a single word. Now, this is amazing.
Truly amazing.
It is, isn't it? 30 years, no difference. What's the secret, Habibai? What is the secret? And he states that, and why? Because it comes back to, again, what you were speaking about. He says that if I was ever angry, she would not speak. She would remain silent. And if she was ever angry, then I would remain silent. Allahu Akbar. Habiba, these words are just so beautiful. Now, some may think that's impossible. What do you have to say about it, Habiba?
I think anything is possible. You know, if Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal achieved that maqam, that status, then, you know, definitely we can also strive towards that. You know, just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, man samata naja, the one who remains silent, he achieves salvation. So remaining quiet is one of the, you can say, the fundamental pillars of the solving these issues. You know, the whole, you can say, summary of this program it, we can say, can be summed into that one hadith, that the one who remains quiet achieves yes. salvation. Because when we are quiet, when we don't speak up, that is when retaliation and arguments, fights, all these kind of things can then be suppressed. So that is, you can say, a large aspect of curing this illness of hurting and cruelty towards others.
Now, some may think, okay, in our relationship, there's lots of fights. Firstly, okay, lots of fights may not be so good, but it is normal, isn't it? For there to be disputes, for there to be differences. Yeah. My dear viewers, and this is an example my father gives. May Allah Ta'ala bless him. He said, look at your fingers. They're not one of them is equal in size to the other. Not one of them is the same as the other. So don't think, you know, everybody or you, let's just say brothers, that you are all the same. No, you are different. You're all different. But the way these fingers, without one of them, there's a huge difference. Without this, there's a huge difference. But when they are used together, then they are strong. And then there's so much that can be achieved when using them all together. You know, we're able to pick up things, put things down. Now, my dear viewers of Allah, I would say the same with spouses. You don't need to be the same. If you're the same, Habiba, I don't know what your thought is on this, but many people think it having things in common. Always having things in common, is it always good? No, sometimes it gets boring. Sometimes it's good to have difference, isn't it?
Learn from each other.
Exactly. Sometimes it's good to have difference. There's, you know, understanding different things. Learning, as he said, new things, my dear viewers. Don't expect that just because you are such that, you know, you're expecting the same from your spouse. No. Because then they could think the same from their side.
Yeah.
They could think, I'm like this, so I expected he'll be like this. My dear viewers, sometimes things which are different are better. Sometimes things which are different are better together. Don't always think, oh no, we need to be the same, we need to have more in common. No. And yes, there will be disputes. There's no harm in having disputes. That if there is to be a dispute, then it's good to have another person, to call somebody who can judge in between. But my dear viewers of Mother, inshallah, that person, who will it be? I'll say, you know, I'm going to call my brother or sister or parents. And, you know, she'll say, no, I wish to call my... And yes, you can call people from both sides. It should be respectful. And it should not be to cause a fight. It should not be to cause a fight or just to prove they're going to win. No, it should be whatever's best. What, if there was anybody who was ever called, let's just say there was a dispute amongst two individuals, and if there was somebody who was ever called, if that person truly cares about you, he will do what's for the better. Now, many people are calling people and they say, I'm expecting you to be helping me. Why? You've called me not to help you, but to come to the right decision. So you should think what's better for them too.
Definitely.
Not about, you know, this being better. No, think what's better for them both. How can you save this relationship if it is?
Yeah, it's mentioned in Quran, this procedure of how we can solve these disputes. And one of them points is to bring someone who is a just person that can have a middle ground between both parties. Having a dispute, a difference of opinion is a sign of a healthy relationship. But it's the reaction, the how we deal with that. Do we end up making that into a row and an argument? And then even worse, if we end up making it with lifting our hands up and hurting the other side.
Habiba, sadly, what will happen is there are, mashallah, some people who are, yes, they are trustworthy, mashallah, they are truthful. And sometimes it's a difficult situation. It may be your own brother and you're speaking against him. It may be your own brother and you say, look, no, you're in the wrong, he's in the right. And then what happens is, you know, that brother's thinking, you're my brother, you should be on my side. And then they'll do it, you know, I'm not talking to you no more. So sometimes you need to think even before you accept, what will this lead to?
Yeah.
If you know this is, let's just, it may be your own brother. My dear viewers of Mother Inshallah, remember, when it comes to testimony, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. And you must speak the truth. This is really important.
Definitely.
Even if it's against your own brother, it doesn't matter who it's against. There was once a Jewish person and a Muslim. Yeah. And they came to the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ gave the ruling in favor of who?
The Jewish.
The Jewish individual. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ is the haq, my dear viewers of Allah. He always speaks the truth. He is sadiq. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always speaks the truth. Now, even if it's his own follower, his own, you know, somebody who loves him or claims to love him, it doesn't matter what the situation is, you must speak the truth. If you were ever to be in such a situation where you were to make a decision between two people, now sometimes you may think, oh, it's my father, it's my brother, it's my sister, it's my child. You don't take their side. And if you think it's going to cause a problem, just don't.
This is what justice and adl is, that yes. You always choose who is correct. Rather than looking at who that person is, choose what is correct.
What is correct? Yeah. What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. Sometimes don't look at the individual, think about the case itself. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. But if you're someone that, inshallah, let's move to our daily reminder, inshallah, then we shall come back to our talk. We also have a riddle, and mashallah, we'll also be having a guest joining us too today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respect views of Madani Chen, offering salah is fard upon us 5 times a day. And remember, there are so many blessings of offering salah. Salah brings barakah, salah brings blessings, salah increases sustenance. Salah is the key to Jannah. And it will be, inshallah, means of light in our dark grave. At the same time, inshallah, this will be noor for us on Pul Sirat, Bridge of Sirat. But remember, the one who does not offer salah, it's also a great missing in his life, and it is a grave sin also. Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh mentions in Fatawa Razaviya, the one who intentionally misses a single salah becomes deserving of staying in hell for 1,000 years until he repents and does its qada. Allahu Akbar. So respective views of Madani Channel, can you imagine that just one salah, if someone misses, then astaghfirullah, if Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is displeased, then he'll have to stay 1,000 years in Jahannam, in hellfire. May Allah forbid. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgive us. May Allah protect us. But do you know what is the lightest punishment in the hellfire? Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned, the lightest punishment, the person who will have hellfire will be such that he'll be given to wear the shoes made of fire, and his body's mind will boil like water in the kettle. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protect all the believers from the fire of hell. And may Allah give us tawfiq and ability that we offer salah 5 times a day. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Coming back to our topic, Habibai, was there ever a time when you felt yourself to be unsafe from another believer, possibly?
There always comes sometimes in life where these situations occur. It's just the way that you deal with them. I think that's the most important, how you change that situation around. You can make that situation go worse by continuing and retaliating at the same time, or you can just move away from that situation and then sort it all out. Many of times, alhamdulillah, first of all, definitely I would encourage all the viewers is to not get involved into these situations. And if these situations occur,
it could happen, forgive, doesn't it? It happens with anyone.
It happens to forgive that person as well. Do you? And there's many of times where it's happened where, mashallah, brothers have come up to me and they've apologized, you know, for what they've done. And it's
quite, what did they do?
It's quite amazing, mashallah. You know, it shows how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps wherever is needed. So whoever's on the right path there will always be, even if you are being oppressed and you are on the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely, without doubt, repay you and
be patient with it, and Allah
will definitely repay you and give you its compensation for that.
Yes.
And if that's in this world, then that's fine. Or it can even definitely it will be then in the hereafter, because one of the names of Qiyamah, Yawm al-Jaza, that the day of debt.
Recompense. Reward.
Yeah. So you will.
That so Allah's reward is good or it could be bad.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense and give back to you in the world what things you didn't have.
Indeed.
So any compensation for any injustice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you back that. Any person that stole some of your money, you'll get that compensation back. Anyone did not pay back the debt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that back in return. And a famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he actually mentioned regarding this as well, about it was asked that who will be penniless, who will have no money on the day of judgment,
muflis.
And it's mentioned that the person who
bankrupt,
who will be bankrupt on the day of judgment. It's mentioned that the Sahaba Ikram, they said, Allah wa Rasul Alam, Allah and His Prophet know best. So the Prophet said that he will come with having so many salahs, so many fasts, so much zakah, sadaqah that he's paid. He will have mountains of good deeds.
Allah.
But then because of him violating people's rights, then good deeds will then decrease and be given to them people. And then when his good deeds finish, then the bad deeds of that person or those people that who were the victims will be placed upon that person. And that is a true muflis person. So, you know, we can pray as much as we want. We can give as much fast, we can do as much fast and give as much sadaqah as we want. But it's very, very close that maybe because of our actions with other people, how we violate the rights of our neighbors, violate the rights of our own family members, violate the rights of our subordinates, that can be the cause of us leading into the fire of hell.
Sadiq Habib, you know, what are the main reasons, in fact, would you say? Like you did mention anger, and you know, anger we've recently heard of quite a few. Sadly, some people are, you know, doing such actions which are shocking, very sad, very unfortunate. Very sad, my dear viewers. And that's, again, is due to either anger or pride. And these are the reasons.
These are the main reasons, yeah. And you know, we were talking about domestic violence. Some people have this mindset that it's only men that do it to women. It can also be the opposite as well.
Can it then?
Yes.
How is this?
So, you know, women can be hurting. Abuse can be of many types. You've got physical abuse, you got mental abuse. You got emotional abuse, you know, blackmailing people. That is a form of abuse as well. So there's many kinds of abuse that you can do. So all of these abuses, they are all discouraged in Islam. Mm. We are completely against hurting or violating anyone's rights and hurting anyone's feelings. And one of the most fundamental aspects of religion, of Islam, is refraining yourself from these actions, from these evils of hurting people. You know, the main kabair guna, the major sins in Islam, are to do with the violation of rights of others. Okay, so ghibat, not talking bad about your Muslim brother behind his back. Don't violate his right. Okay, not lying to a person, not breaking promises, not swearing. All these kabair guna, these major sins, they all have some kind of link towards the rights of people. So that is a very major aspect of religion as well. One thing I want to mention is the definition of cruelty. Okay, in Arabic, a simple definition that people give in Arabic is wad ushay fi ghayri mahallihi, that putting something in is the wrong place, basically. But you can say a detailed definition. It's mentioned in Mirat that in Sharia, cruelty means to do injustice with someone's rights, or to misuse something, or to penalize one who has not committed the offense. So to either be unjust towards someone, okay, that can be violating someone's rights, that can even be swearing at someone. You've violated the honor and the status of that person. It can be regards to misusing something. Even, you know, access of wastage of water is a means of cruelty as well. And penalizing someone who has not committed an offense. So, which in Urdu we see tohmat lagana. Okay, so not blaming someone for something that they haven't done. Yes. That is also a offense and a form of cruelty in religion.
Allahu Akbar. Many viewers of Mandanchan, don't harm others. Allahu Akbar, really important. Don't harm others. There are many ways. And another Habib I would like to touch upon, because it's a big problem, is land. Mm-hmm. But we will come to that, inshallah, wa azza wa jal. First, my dear viewers, and inshallah, let's move to our daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today we will be listening to a hadith which relates to the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "One day, I helped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make wudu. Pleased, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, 'Rabi'a, ask, you will be given for what you ask for.' I replied, 'I ask you to keep me company in heaven.' Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further asked, 'Anything else?' I replied, 'Just this.' In other words, 'Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after seeking your closeness in Jannatul Firdaus, what is left in this world and the hereafter for me to ask for?' After Sayyidina Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked for the closeness of the beloved and blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus and declined to ask for anything else, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Then help me by prostrating abundantly.' In other words, 'We have granted you heaven, now keep offering nafl salah abundantly as gratitude.'" The viewers of Madani channel, this blessed hadith has refreshed our faith. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, "The word ask uttered by the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam without any restriction and limitation shows that he has complete authority given to him by Allah Azza wa Jal. He can give whatever and to whomever he wants." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, that was our daily hadith sharif. Habiba, coming back to yourself, first land, family violence, vendettas. This is what we have, tribal vendettas. We have people who are just always fighting with each other. They have hatred for each other. They're their cousins. They're relatives, but they don't talk to each other. Because of his dad did something or his granddad did something to my grandma. And this is one big problem. Another is land, stealing land.
It's quite a common problem, especially in the South Asian areas as well. Regarding which we can say jaddi pushti narazgi, which means basically having discord, having arguments with the families because of, you know, so on so forth, from the so fathers that have passed. So this is, you know, something which is futile, something which it's just, you know, baseless. You know, you are carrying on a discord, a fight within the family that of people that you probably not even met, or probably not even don't even know
most
their name.
Most likely
of.
Never met. You probably don't even know who they are. Or...
And you're carrying on that that feud. You know, the religion of Islam completely discourages these acts and encourages that you do sila rahmi, which basically means join the blood relations.
Wow.
Okay, this is one of the really important points which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, that to join the blood relations.
Habiba, do you know the first hadith sharif of Al-Madinat Al-Munawwara? When the Prophet ﷺ came, there was a person who used to be a rabbi. His name was Abdullah ibn Salam. And this hadith sharif is known as Hadith Al-Salam. You know, immediately he looked at the Prophet ﷺ, he thought, wow, and he became a Muslim, he accepted Islam. And this is the hadith which he himself narrates. What was this? This was the Prophet ﷺ said, Afshu salam, spread peace, wa ata'imu ta'am, and feed others, feed people. Wasilul arham. Wasilul arham. And make ties. Those ties which have been broken, fix these relations, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, and come close to your relatives who you have broken ties with. What's the opposite of breaking? Making.
Join. Yeah.
Joining. Yes, exactly. Joining ties. This is from the first things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said upon, we're speaking about the hijrah today, upon entering Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, my dear viewers. Do not break ties, but rather join ties.
Join
Sorry.
Ties, definitely. And something in regards to this is that whenever there's a family discord and whenever problems do occur, don't be the one that says, you know, war pele maafi mange. They should be the first ones to ask to be sorry towards. They should say sorry towards first. Don't be that. Be the bigger man and try to mend the relationships and say, you know, even if you was on the right, even then still, you should say sorry to them and forgive them. And inshallah, you will, first of all, you'll see that there's peace that comes into your heart. As soon as you forgive them from your heart truly, and you know, you let go of these silly discords, which are just going to, you know, are for the world, and you know, they're not going to remain in the hereafter. You just let go of them, and automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put into your heart a sakina, a tranquility, and you'll feel very light-hearted. And just go up to them, you know, no matter how, if you are, you know, the oldest brother, you know, the oldest out of all of them, and you were the ones that were on the right as well, still go to ones that are below you, go to the ones that were on the wrong, and say sorry to them, like, look, whatever happened, please forgive me, and I think we need to work towards joining our relationships together and not having these feuds and discords. And inshallah, you will see.
What about land, property? You know, brothers, sisters, they don't speak to each other for years.
One of the reasons is that the Prophet mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيَةً, that the love of the world is the root of every evil. Mm. You know, what's the land for? Okay, the land is to make your houses, it might be for formerly reasons, whatever reason there is, they're all most likely to be worldly reasons. So you should always try your best to avoid such situations. You know, if someone has suppressed the land, then definitely it's your right. You should take that right, but do it in the correct manner. Go through the government, go through the justice giving agencies, you know, the police or whatever the justice system is in that country or in that area, and complete and get your right due that way. Don't go through killing, don't go through hurting, don't go through doing things which will then end up getting you involved into police matters and then into the jails as well. So always try to go through the proper system, the proper route, and try to work your ways towards getting your rights.
Any last few words, inshallah?
Just I would say in regards to the topic today is, just as a summary, control the anger, be tolerant, be kind to one another, and speak only when needed. And inshallah, these few things will hopefully help in overcoming this issue within our community of people hurting and violating the rights of one another.
Inshallah, wa azza wa jalla. Viewers of Madinah, inshallah, mashallah, beautiful words about our respected Habiba. Jazakallahu khairah for joining us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, Habiba. Madinah, viewers of Madinah, inshallah, that's all for now. Inshallah, wa azza wa jalla, we shall be returning. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.